determining the expected training results. Scheduled learning should bring positive results. Sometimes these are unintentional effects resulting from the occurrence of an unexpected situation. In general, however, planning professional development or in the private sphere, the goal first appears and then you look for the way to achieve it. It happens not all effects are good. Some may be undesirable. To avoid them, it is necessary to carefully consider and analyze the various ways to achieve them and then make a choice. If you are planning a carving course, ask yourself, who would the course benefit and why? What can the participants want? What are the possibilities and methods of their fulfillment? For example, you are instructed to run a first degree carving course. You know that. It follows that participants will be beginners in this field. Think about what else you know and what you don't know about the training. Answers to these questions are important because they will allow you to transfer your knowledge in the right conditions and equip the participants with necessary skills. Where should I start? From defining the purpose of the training, that is, the benefits that participants will gain. As a rule, the title of the training or the course speaks to a certain extent about what it should lead to. A complex problem? Most often it is. It needs to be divided into smaller beams of knowledge and skills in order to lead to the final result. These beams that are parts of a whole are specific learning objectives. Therefore, it is important what you need to learn in advance to be able to do something later. What should the participants learn to be able to carve attractive and aesthetic flower motifs in several different fruits and vegetables? First, choose the equipment and material. Second, learn to use it. What will they need to be able to protect decorative elements from deformation, colour loss, and wilting? Here again, a certain scope of knowledge and course of action is required. The same applies to the next steps also. For example, the implementation of the prepared elements of an attractive decorative composition. As you can see, the end results consist of individual tasks. All must be planned, prepared, and later realised, because all together they lead to the final goal.